Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, oh Lord, my God, thank you for moving me from death unto life by your resurrection power. Grateful to you, oh Lord, my God, and I thank you for moving me from death unto life by your resurrection power. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God now. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, I need your urgent help. Therefore, Lord, please show me mercy and send help to me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, please, I need your help urgently. Please have mercy on me and send help to me. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. I read from the New Living Translation. I read now. Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins, you used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. Full stop. Praise God. That is the life of the habitual sinner. That is the life of the unconverted person. He is a spiritually dead entity. All who have not experienced the resurrection power in their personal lives are spiritually dead. And spiritual death is worse, much worse than physical death. Every unconverted sinner is dead spiritually, separated from God, and has the wrath of God hanging over him. If he dies in that state of enmity with God, he will go to the everlasting torment of hellfire straight. But see what happens if and when a wayward sinner repents and turns to God, having believed in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's see what happens in the same Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 6, from the New Living Translation still. I read, but God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. Full stop. I've always insisted that it is a big deal for a person to become born again. That is, to be a child of God. That is, to be united with Christ Jesus. To be a joint heir with Christ. To be seated in heavenly places with him. That's what it means to be born again, and it's a big deal. This is what the resurrection power does in the believer and for the believer. It transformed us from death to life. The habitual sinner is alive physically, but dead spiritually. But the reborn child of God, through the power of resurrection, is alive both physically and spiritually. And to him belongs everlasting life and the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you because your word is very clear concerning the life of the habitual sinner and the life of the child of God. We are your children by faith, by your grace. Lord, please keep us keep us day by day in the way of the everlasting kingdom. Help all that none of us will backslide or stray away from you. Thank you, gracious God. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.